USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A price cap on Russian oil that aims to limit the Kremlin's resources in financing its war against Ukraine will go into effect on Monday. The U.S. and other countries, including the 27-nation bloc European Union, have agreed to limit what they pay for Russian oil to $60 a barrel. Even though oil from the Kremlin has been trading for around that much, it's well below the international benchmark, which closed Friday at more than $85 a barrel. Either way, Russian officials are not happy about the decision. The Russian embassy in Washington insisted that Russian oil will continue to be in demand. A second judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's near-total ban on abortion from taking effect. The decision from a Marion County Superior Court judge follows a lawsuit from a religious organization and five people who say the law violates their religious beliefs. Indiana was the first state to pass a law banning abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The state law went into effect on September 15th, but was blocked by another judge a week later. That state's Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on that ruling next month. The plaintiffs in the latest injunction are Hoosier Jews for Choice, along with five anonymous people, three of whom are Jewish, a Muslim, and one who has, quote, personal religious and spiritual beliefs. President Biden acknowledged the unhappiness from some unionized rail workers after blocking them from striking.
The Railroad Workers United Group said both Republicans and Democrats opted to side with big business over working people. The group criticized President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for pushing through the agreement and called out Republicans for voting against providing workers 7 days of paid sick leave. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are making their closing argument this weekend ahead of Tuesday's runoff for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat. More than 1.8 million voters have already cast their ballots during early voting. Election officials in the Peach State say Friday was the single biggest day of early voting ever. The Democratic National Committee Friday voted to move South Carolina to leadoff of their presidential nominating calendar starting in 2024. It's replacing Iowa in a spot that it held for the last five decades. Party leaders also wanted a change as well to reflect the party's diversity, black voters in particular, given that they are the Democrats' most loyal electoral base. The DNC approved South Carolina's primary being moved to February 3rd. Nevada and New Hampshire would follow 3 days later. Georgia and Michigan rounds out the first five. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody. Those protests are challenging the country's theocratic rule. The U.S. was knocked out of the World Cup by the Netherlands 3-1. It was the first match in the round of 16. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.